Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Want to win a PlayStation 5? Yo Delta has your opportunity to win a brand new PlayStation 5. Go to YoDelta.com to enter to win. No purchase necessary, but their Delta 8 products are great and will get you so high that you should totally buy some and then go play PlayStation 5. YoDelta.com to win a brand new PS5. The new Ratchet and Clank game is out. There's a girl Ratchet, and I want a PlayStation 5 myself so I can play the Ratchet and Clank game that's exclusively on PlayStation 5. The coolest mother... Oh, brought the old song back! Or no, this is the one we had. I thought we had a new song. I'm fucking around. For apologies. Minion wrote it. Minion produced it. Made the song. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another splendiferous episode of No Need for Apologies. You're not having deja vu, ladies and gentlemen. That nigga Monroe back for a guest host. Bum, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
What up, boy?
Look, just looking in the camera. Is this the camera?
Which one? Camera one. Camera one.
What's up, y'all?
Dave was out of town. My nigga Ro said, I'll come and guest host, come back, flash from the past. It's good to see you, bro.
Good to be here, man. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, just doing the thing. Thanks for coming to the show last night. The goddamn NNFA black ass comedy show.
Had a good time.
Really good time. You closed the fuck out that show. I appreciate you,
man. I was just rocking out.
Good old time in the Lord. And we have the wonderful, the talented, calculated Subha Agarwal. My girl, Subha Agarwal.
Hi.
Thank you.
Subha got a spreadsheet for all of her material.
Subha got a body of work that's so spread as she's seen it. She got a point? What's that thing?
She got a PowerPoint presentation.
In her brain, though. Her brain is like a PowerPoint presentation.
Subha, this is why I do this joke, because Subha statistically... Focus.
All it means is I had an Adderall addiction at one point, which, yes, I did.
You did? But it worked out. Subha was the kind of girl to eat salad at a party. Like, walk around with a bowl of salad.
Was it a homemade salad?
Nah, she ordered a salad from somewhere. It was a fancy spot because the plastic was different. Like, I was like, I ain't never seen a container like this.
It was like a hard plastic.
Like, one of those hard
plastic. With the jaws that pinch at the end.
And it's kind of hard to open.
Yeah.
She had one of those, and it was pizza and wings and weed and video games around. And Subha was just like,
Wait, was this the joint we used to do?
We're at the old stand?
Yeah.
Pizza, wings, weed, alcohol. Subha was eating a salad and drinking an alkaline water. I said she was focused. I said Subha's going to beat everybody in this game.
I come from immigrant parents. That's all we do is take in our own food, whether it's a movie, full-on meal, samosas.
So that's not just a black thing?
Nah. It's an immigrant thing. It seems like. It's like when you... In that box.
Yeah.
So it's like I got you.
I haven't snuck food in a movie theater in years. It's been at least 20 years.
Yeah, I'm bougie, bro. I've been eating that movie theater cuisine. Like, because you know they got dinners now.
Yeah.
So, my bougie ass was waiting for that.
You go to iPix, get a
they
lobster roll and shit.
They got the lobster roll, the souffle,
I can never sneak anything better than that shit.
You can't. What's the point?
Because by the time it gets there, it's going to be cold. It's going to be squished up.
Like
you trying to hide
to a
it.
Fashion show. You don't bring a hoe to a fashion show. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm just joking. Right, Soups. Right.
Hold to a fashion
eating
show.
Salad. Eating salad. Because I've always appreciated because Subha was every time, like, the way you wrote your jokes was like in a grid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I broke it down by punchline so I could see if there was a weak spot I needed to pull out.
Look at that shit. Girl's waiting.
She could have just listened to the audio.
Could just listen to the tape like everybody else normal, but now Subha said, fuck this, beautiful mind. Subha's a beautiful mind comedy. She throw that shit on the wall. You ever see Queen's Gambit?
Yeah, I'm probably going to end up as an alcoholic janitor at one point if I had to guess 5-10 years from now.
I was already the janitor. Don't go backwards. Don't go backwards. Mm-hmm. You're good. Subha, you're good. Don't do that. I was a janitor and I hated it. That's where the great boy came from. Did I ever tell you that? I told you.
Hell yeah, yeah. I was
Let me tell you that. That's where the great boy came from. I used to do little shows. Me and Ro, I think that's before Ro moved up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was right before he moved
up. Absolutely.
And I was out here doing shows in like little bars in Brooklyn, little joints in Jersey City, going up to Harlem, getting my ass beat, right?
Yeah.
But I start winning them joints. I start winning those crowds. I start killing. But I would have to go back to work in the morning and clean up cop shit for 8 hours.
Yeah.
So when you and you hear state troopers going, "Hey, you missed a spot," I used to get that from them suited and booted formal cops, state troopers.
And they used to say, "You missed a spot."
Yeah, I remember I used to clean the bathroom. They come in after beating all these black people on the road, and they would come take those heavy. I just beat up a lot of people's shits.
Yeah,
and they come in, blast my shit, and then they'd be done, and I'd be just mopping the locker room. They'd be like, "Go come out, cop ass. Yeah. You missed a spot." So I used to sleep in the slop closet. This is true shit. I used to duck out into the slop closet because they had a leather chair that fit just in the closet. So it was me, the mops, and all the shit.
Yeah.
And I used to close the door, and the vent would be open, and I would just listen to cops just be awful people.
And they never opened the closet on
you? I used to lock it.
You can lock the closet from
inside? Yeah, you can lock from inside.
Okay.
So I used to go, "This is my little slave box, and I'm going to stay in here, and I'm going to infiltrate the pigs."
Yeah.
And so to be honest with you, I'm not lying. You hear them talk, and you be sitting about thinking about the shows the night before. And you sitting, "Nigga, I was just on stage with New Pair of Sneaks, kicking in front of all these Brooklyn niggas. Now I'm sitting in a fucking slop closet. This shit sucks, man."
And what would they say? What's some shit?
I used to hear shit like this, where I got, it was like, "I took some broad home last night after shift, and man, she had the body of a soup sandwich." Like, I would hear cops say shit like that. Like,
"Damn.
Soup sandwich body?
Damn.
Think about that, like a sandwich ladle or something." But you hear these, these toxic conversations.
Yeah.
I used to mop the kitchen floors. I used to mop when they used to do roll call.
Yeah.
That's when they was all suited and booted, buzz cut, ready to go to work.
Yeah.
And it was just like, this shit feels scary. And I say on stage, I'll be like, "I feel like the one black server at the Klan meeting, at the Klan ball."
Yeah.
Like, they not going to kill the help, but it feel like they might kill the help. Like, you see?
You just shaking, bringing
I'm just shaking my hors d'oeuvres. Like, please don't kill me today. I just want to get my little shift off and go back to the hood, right? But anyway. Push come to shove, I'm sweeping, I'm mopping, pissed, because I'm still doing shows at night. I'm running back and forth doing shows at night. So one day, I'm sweeping the toll booth workers' men's room floor. I'll never forget. And I just caught myself in the mirror, because I look in the mirror all the time because I was raised with mirrors, so I'm a psychopath. I looked up in the mirror, and this time I found myself kind of depressed. I was like, "This is some bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm really a janitor by day, but I'm doing this the shit I want to do by night. This don't feel like no superhero shit."
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You got to look at it like some superhero shit.
Yeah.
And I caught myself in the mirror. I was like, "Nigga, you great. Understand that? You great, boy." And I just shook it off.
Boy.
And then
I'm great, boy.
Right?
So I'm the great boy.
Push come to shove. I think maybe a year later, Instagram comes out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Lawrence Killebrew was like, shout out to my boy Hawk. He was like, "Yo, you may want to get on this picture shit.
Yeah.
You get to show off and act like you're better than what you are." I was like, "Oh shit, what's this called?" He said Instagram. And I went on Instagram, and he was like, "What's your Instagram name?" And I just was like, "The great boy." And then push come shove, it was all because I was.
You got it on a hat first, though.
I did. Oh, yeah, I was calling it. Yeah,
I was like, "What the hell is that on your hat?" And you was like, "It's my nickname." But you went, this was your fourth nickname.
It was the one that worked.
This is the one that stuck because it was Ferrari Games.
Ferrari? I remember that when 50 Cent was hot.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like 50.
It was the Kodiak Bear.
The Kodiak Bear.
What's the other one?
The gays took that one.
The gays took the Kodiak Bear from
because
you?
Because, you know, bears, you ever heard of bears?
Oh, yeah, and you're like, nah,
I'm all right. I'm not that. I'm not a hairy gay man.
Why do you call yourself the bear?
I'm not a hairy gay man that's over 300 pounds. That's what you got to be. And then what was the third one?
I'm asking you because I remember it was short-lived.
Oh,
It wasn't that long.
Oh, shit. It was King of the Lindenwald.
Yeah, King of the Snot.
Yeah.
Which didn't make sense because I was like,
King of the Snot? That just sounds like the Mucinex guy that you
King
have to
defeat
the
little,
in the commercials.
Little booger.
I was like, what's King of the Snot? And you was like, nah, they called Lindenwald the Snotland or some shit like
it's,
that.
It's not Philly.
It's not Philly, yeah.
So King of the Snot. And I was just trying to be a word dude because I was, these motherfuckers been teasing me about acronyms. I was the acronym dude on stage. Gangsta Breakfast. Back at the bong, the bong, bong, bong. And all these words go together. Niggas used to dog me in L.A. It was like, yo, I like that little poetry he was doing on stage. When Ron G said that
shit
to me.
Oh, shit. They used to do that to you in
I was
L.A.?
Like, yeah, I was like, when Ron G said that shit, I was like, I got to change this fucking joke. Because they actually they kind of kicked me in the ass a little bit. When Ron G was like, I like that little, he did.
Yeah.
We was at the Laugh Factory. I'll never fucking forget Ron G ass. Shout out to Ron G. Funny motherfucker. He said, yeah, I like that little poetry we're doing on stage. And then walked away. I was like,
wait, what joke was this?
Gangsta Breakfast.
Oh, wow. That's why you stopped.
And I was like, and a L.A. nigga said, I like that. Yeah, that's good poetry you do on stage. I said, never again. I said, no, you will not. No, you will not. You will not shake me. I said, I'm going to start writing different. So, because you already said it. Nigga, you aged out. That's what you used to say.
Yeah.
Nigga, you aged out. You better than this. You do the, do what Keith told you to do. Dig in.
Dig in. Talk and about life. That. Talk about your fucking life. Talk about your thoughts.
But I'm hearing all that.
Yeah.
But this is before I went to L.A. Then when he said Lil Poetry, I heard everything you said. I was like, yep, that nigga wrote was right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's just because we got a lot more to offer as people. Because you got to remember, you're a person.
Yeah.
And you live life, and your goal is just to, your not your goal, but your job is just to, like, talk about what you see, because then that's what people relate to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But you was up there just... And the biscuit said to the waffle,
Baba Gop Gop,
boogie the boop boop boop.
And I tell you who I blame, Suba. You know who I blame?
Who?
My fucking encouraging ass mom and pastor at my church. They thought that was
they didn't want you to curse.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, they loved that Jehovah Afro-Gold on TV.
That must have been so hard for you, Derek, to have your mom support you, you piece of shit.
Oh, I would tell you. I would tell you,
supports everything he does.
I would tell you, my mom supported me since I was a fucking little man boob, little asshole, 9 years old playing basketball. I was like the tallest black kid, Fox Chase, Philly. Fox Chase, little mini Pee Wee League. Tallest kid on the team, never scored a point. My mom was still on the side. You better go, boy! Right? But she got a little, I would tell you this, my mom got a little funny one day. Like, I fucked up so bad playing this black team from North.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of their squad, but they had the black jerseys with the white trim.
Yeah.
And we just had the Fox Chase shirts, my little chubby, skinny ass, like the skinny fat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like the tall, skinny kid, but still wears a shirt in the pool, fat. Like that. Yeah. So, it was against them. My mom goes to the other team. A battle. It was one of the niggas on the squad. He was he was nice. Great game. And when she said great game to the other nigga, and the other nigga looked at my mom and looked back at me, like, yeah, you're right. It was a great game. Your son is garbage. I was like, I got to change. I got to do something because I don't like my mom complimenting any other niggas. So I had to get into other shit.
Funny.
Jazz band, fucking dancing, just little plays and shit with my dance team and fucking doing the talent shows at church. Like, I had to do something because I'm like, if I'm not going to be an athlete, I'm never going to have my mom compliment a nigga for anything ever again. I got to do something. So, that's...
That makes sense.
That's so different than
like. Can you tell the story that you told us last night about your mom and when you brought her out to L.A.? You brought her out to a video, a TV shoot.
Oh yeah, but I can't say the name. I don't want to start no beefs.
So don't say the name.
All right, cool. Man,
I know it. I know the show.
No, you don't know this.
Okay.
Nigga, I'm on the set of King of Staten Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I brought my mom. Trying to be on some star shit. Pete had bought a new car that day. It was kind of like a fly day on set. I think. Judd Apatow was lurking. It was just a nice day to have moms out there, right?
Yeah.
So we having a good time doing the takes. I'm doing the fight scene.
Yeah.
Sweating, carrying the fuck on. So it's break time. And my mom, so there's a comic, which I won't name. She's on the set too.
Yeah.
And after the break, they go back to the trailers. So my mom, I'm sitting in the trailer. My mom goes, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. I was like, all right, whatever. So little did I know, the name I won't say, she's in the bathroom, right? So I'm saying, my mom's waiting to go to the bathroom. So as soon as she gets out, my mom goes in and rushes right back to the trailer. I said, what happened? She was like, you know this bitch left like all this period blood on the fucking seat? I was like, oh,
wow.
Shit. And I'm like, yeah, it's just all over. Like, she walked away like she didn't even do it. And I was like, oh, you. And in my head, I was like, you can't disrespect my mom like that. What?
So you said something to her?
No, because every time I see her now, I just be like, "What? Who the fuck is this?" But like,
how do you do that?
Are you
like, fucking what
happened? Batshit crazy?
Yeah.
This is my mom. No, I don't want her to see minstrel shit in a fucking movie set. Like, what are you doing? And it was like, and I was so taken aback. That's the word. I mean, taking it back is good.
It's proper.
I was taken aback. I couldn't say anything because we still had more movie to shoot.
But like,
I didn't know
as
you're
an adult
in LA.
Woman, how do you fuck that up? Like, did she just pull out the tampon and was like, I like this brand?
And then
probably
she was
than
painting the walls on some fucking Basquiat shit, nigga. My mom was traumatized. She was like, why the fuck would it be all over the seat? I'm like,
it's probably a heavier flow than she thought. She got the wrong pads, right? Or the tampons. And when she took it out, it was like, it had that suction cup effect. So it's like,
yeah, but who walks away like they just like a cool action
and then
movie?
You gonna
explosion.
Really wipe down your own menstrual blood?
And who doesn't Matt look at the toilet before you leave?
And then Matt say some fly shit. He said some funny shit. He was like, I think she playing that. She
what Matt she, was there?
No, Matt and no. Oh, we was okay. talking about this last night at okay. the show. And Matt go, I think she had it coming. I think she did that because she knew your mom was coming. I think she wanted to fuck with you. And I was like, that's some diabolical
like she
shit.
She just took it and rang it out.
That was a power move.
That's a power move. Like that's like. What's
she saw
that?
Derek
T-mark
on that
territory.
Session. Oh, Derek thinking hot shit now. Yeah. He got nominated for an Emmy.
That was before that.
Let me link it up. God damn it, Derek.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, link it up. Go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
No, that was it. She put the period blood on the seat.
Okay. Thank you, Negri. Thank you, man. Thank you. You're a wonderful guy. Thank you, bro. Thank you. Thumbs up. So, yeah, man, that's just basically it. But I love that you're here because we really did come up in the old stand as like the three who was like really snapping every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today's episode is brought to you by Blue Blocks. Yes, pronounced Blue Blocks, the blue light glasses. Uh-huh. For a long day looking at your computer screen, I felt terrible. For a while, I thought it was just overworked, but I figured it out. It was due to the blue light damage. Blue light damage is a thing, ladies and gentlemen. Gets in your eyes and messes with your corneas and your retina. So what you need is those blue blocks, huh? And if you're spending all day looking at your phone or your computer or your TV, it might just cut into your eyes. So Blue Blocks is created... these blue light glasses to block the blue light coming off the screens and causing your eyes to strain. Do you understand? Blue blocks helped me out. They made everything orange, right? And when everything's orange, you're in your own little world because not everybody can see orange like you, making you better at this, right? Blue blocks, speaking of that, I lost my Cali sleepless joints, so I was wondering if y'all could send me a pair of the black frame with the orange. That'd be great. So I can get back to my comedy writing and living it in a fantasy world because y'all take the blue light out and leave the orange fantasy world in. Thank you, Blue Blocks. That's Blue Blocks. That's BLUBLOX.com/NNFA for 15% off. Just use code NNFA at checkout. Do you understand that? So get your energy back, get your sleep back, and block the unhealthy effects of blue lights in your computer, phone, and TV. Blue light, blue blocks, blue block the light. Yeah. There we go. So it's good. What you been doing? You living in L.A. still?
Yeah, I'm still there.
You writing for like shows? You still? Yeah. You working? Got a whole boyfriend in a crib? Like from what I was hearing, Super's like a whole adult.
Do you want that public?
What, my boyfriend? Yeah. Okay, I'm not hiding him.
Oh, all right. No, some people still on these streets.
Oh, chill. The streets still got me. It's
some people still on these streets. So they'd be like, can you take the boyfriend thing?
Hilarious. I don't want my side man to hear. No, I never want to go back on these streets. Even if he died on me, I feel like I would just take his life insurance money and buy a sex robot. I'm done. I'm done with the streets.
That's Westworld. That's just like Westworld.
That's it. Yeah. That makes sense.
100%. Yeah.
The streets are bad, and I get that. I don't know if I can see Super with a side. Super with some side.
I don't know. I don't think your personality doesn't.
It doesn't offer side.
Lend itself for a side piece.
No, I get too stressed out. Yeah. I don't like it because I had to spend my whole life lying to my family, and I never liked the way that felt. And then it's like as an adult, I don't ever want to live that way.
Yeah, right, absolutely.
Yeah, there was like one time where I was with a dude, and I was like, I'm going to sleep with this other dude. And he was like, please don't. I was like, no, I'm going to do it. And then I did it. But I'm like, I felt...
Wait, you
that's actually
said
more cold-blooded.
Yeah, that's cold-blooded. But what made you do that? What got you to that point?
Because I don't want to be dishonest. But like me and him weren't like...
Oh, y'all was doing bad. Y'all was down bad.
Yeah, so but I like being honest. So I don't like... I mean, I still lie. Who doesn't have little lies here and there? Yeah. But it's like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I try my best not to.
And you was just like, look, Jacob's whack. I've been courting this guy. Man.
Because a lie comes with a production.
Yeah.
You got to remember a lie. I don't want to... A lie... As soon as you lie, it's like getting a film greenlit.
Yeah.
Because you go, here we go. You're going to lie. You got to keep it up. You got to remember it. And then if they ask you on it, you got to start making other lies. And then there's a plot. And there's something. Now you got a whole nother life. And then if she catches you at the end of the movie, you fuck. So it's like, oh,
20 years later, they could be like, remember that time? You'd be like, what are they talking about? Yeah. Done. You know? Like, it's just too much.
Yeah, just tell the truth and deal with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the truth is more. It's ripping the scab and then watching it heal like that. It's better when you.
That's what they mean by set you free. It sets you free from bullshit. You still got to deal with the repercussions, but at least you're not walking around with this other shit in your head of like, oh man, I hope I don't get found out. Now you're like, all right, you know I'm an asshole.
It was too much, especially when I was younger, because I wasn't allowed to talk to dudes, and I wasn't like doing anything. But I had male friends, so it's like. Every time it's like, give him a phone number, but change the last digit, or like say the guy's name, but change it so Adam was like Amanda, so I could keep track of all of it.
Because your parents didn't want you to have male friends.
Your parents made you Rayman. That's crazy.
Or even like have guys in the group when I was hanging out. And I'm like, there's no way I can have any social life without, you know what I mean? So it was just lies.
That's like Minority Report.
Who didn't want you to have, like, was it your mom? Or your dad, who's like, no dicks around.
I mean, no, we never knew what my dad thought, because he would just tell my mom, and my mom would tell us.
Unless
we really messed up, then he would like come out. But
so,
like,
what type of dad did you have? Was he like a friendly dad? Oh, well, he wasn't friendly. He was just like,
yo, tell him what my ass is. How's she doing in school? Oh, bad. Uh-huh.
No, he didn't. He had Peter Pan syndrome, where like he had to work really hard as a kid, or like coming up to like set up this life, and then check the fuck out. Was just like,
oh wow,
buying himself children's toys. That shit was creepy. It was like, what is happening?
Oh, but usually you just.
He had to revert back.
Yeah, like, that's why you have kids, so you can do the fun shit with your kids. He was like, this is mine. Get the fuck off.
That's so crazy. You selfish with your kids? It's my Buzz Lightyear.
You're
back to
eating
fuck
ice
off.
Cream.
He was so goofy. Where he was just doing shit that made no sense. Like, his jokes didn't make sense. He was trying to grow grass at one point, like, because we bought a piece of land, because it was cheaper that way. So he was like trying to grow grass, and these crows kept coming in and eating the grass. And then this motherfucker would run out and start chasing the crows in his boxer shorts and like his wife beater. And everyone in the neighborhood is just watching his goofy ass.
Oh, that's the crow chaser dude. That's.
And then they come up to me like, what's with your dad? I'm like,
he's like, the grass. He's trying to protect the grass.
He's literally doing that.
Oh, no. That's like a Disney cartoon.
Yeah.
This motherfucker's weird.
And your mom still gave him some?
Yeah. She would still give him some? He's squawking at the birds, but he's still getting pussy. That's weird.
She was like, that's my man. That's your man.
He's squawking
at
the birds sometimes. He's trying to go grass for the family. That's wild.
Damn. That's a tough woman.
That's a tough chick.
So fuck a dude who act like a bird.
And in his boxers and wife beater, no less, squawking at the bird.
Shorts. Like, in his shorts and his wife beater. Which is funny, because, like, he would walk around like that at the house, and then when he wanted to jog around the neighborhood, he would put on a business polo to look nice.
He jogged in a business polo?
Yeah, like a little polo shirt. He's like, you know, you gotta look good. I was like,
you don't gotta look good while you're running.
What
are you running for, office?
That's so funny. Like, he's running to the actual office. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us. Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom, offering chewable tablets. That's right. Chewable tablets that can help men get stronger, long-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and a Cialis, but in chewable form. That's right. Chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections and combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door. It's discreet, baby, incognito. Understand what I'm saying to you? The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you've approved, you'll receive a prescription within days. Best part? It's all done online. That's right. It's all done online, so you can get your Blue Chews and get your stuff done in the bedroom. All right, that's Blue Chews. Licensed medical providers will work to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. So they'll give you like a meter. So some of y'all might need ones and other might need like fives and sixes. So they got the one pills and the six pills, depending on how hard you got to be for the person that you with that night. Blue Chews, right? Tablets are chewable. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct. So it's cheaper than the pharmacy.
Was it an arranged marriage or did your mom pick? Oh, so it was. So she was stuck with him.
Well, I mean, it's not arranged marriage, isn't what I feel like Americans think it is. Like, you still meet the person and you, like, see if you, like, click personality.
But you can't fuck unless you get married.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But hey, man, you know, like, everybody got rules.
You gotta know what the sex game's like so you know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, I mean, I see that. Because
that's the thing that gets you through fights.
I think...
Yeah, that's the fight.
That's the glue.
The fight glue.
Yeah, if the sex is good, then you like... All right, I know we got this chemistry going,
now, don't get
so
me
we'll
wrong.
Figure out everything
else. The glue
else.
In India is that you can't leave.
Oh, it's super glue.
Yeah.
But let's build a foundation. I'm not saying you can't build a house with cum. That's true. So you got to have a foundation. Yeah. But
sex, you need the fucking
helps
sex.
Lay the top bricks. Like, say them bricks falling off a little nut.
Yeah.
Bam. And then you set it up. The house is a home again.
I don't know if that's the best system. And I'm like, people look at that like it's crazy. But then I look at what I was doing on Tinder and I'm like, that's crazy. So it's like,
Fucking?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about fucking before you're married is more important than like waiting till you're married, then fucking.
Right.
Because what if it stinks?
I agree with that.
What if it's terrible on both sides? Now y'all just got to figure out something else to do with each other?
Also,
yeah.
That's
pretty terrible. And everybody says that's what you're supposed to do. I'm like, that don't.
You got to. Yeah. Like, I'm going to use it until it stops working. But this is my main source of connection.
Absolutely.
This is.
I got to plug in. I got to recharge.
Yeah.
I feel like they just think so long term where they're like, in 15 years, we're not even going to be having sex anymore. Anyway.
That's why you should be doing it the most.
I feel like they just plan that shit out.
That's wild.
That's wild. Are you with, well, are they disappointed that you didn't do the arranged marriage or they didn't try to force that on you?
Oh, no, they for sure wanted it, but they don't.
Did they have people in mind and did you see them?
They introduced me. They had a meeting with one guy that
what
I
looked like?
To. He was scared of me.
Yeah.
He showed up and he was like, he had a coffee cup with him and he wouldn't stop playing with the coffee cup. I was like, put the goddamn coffee cup down.
He wanted a little shook betas or whatever.
Yeah, he was.
You
like,
could have been, you could have had a made life.
Could have had a made life.
You could have had him pay all the bills and then you just do comedy.
And don't even give him a kid.
Nothing.
Just have him sit in the room. While you go out and do
touch
jokes.
It, all you got to do is touch his dick on birthdays and Christmas.
And turn the lights out on his ass. When you leave, turn the lights out on him. Stay in the dark.
Yeah.
And then
you
go do jokes.
You missed the opportunity to be the alpha.
Come on. See? Eating too many salads at the party.
Yeah.
Turn the lights out.
Yo, you could
turn
really...
the lights out. Cut. You don't turn the lights on until I get back. And I'm going to touch the lamp and see if it's hot when I walk in. Like, bitch, nigga. That's you mine.
Uh-huh.
You Subas. All right? You take my last name.
So you didn't
you were
Agarwal. Because he
you understand
was scared
me?
Of you.
What happened?
You didn't like him because he was scared of you.
Yeah, we didn't click. There was no connection. There was no like.
Yeah, chemistry is a big thing, man. Why do people think you can just? People are annoying.
Yeah.
I think about it sometimes. Like, I'm in a relationship now, but if there could have been so many more women I could have hooked up with, if I wasn't so annoyed because I don't drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm not in a state. I'm trying to understand, trying to figure out who you are, but you inebriated talking to me, trying to touch my hair, all this shit, and just my nerves. I don't know what happened in my 30s. My nerves are sensitive. Like, I lose it fast.
Oh my God.
And I'm working on it. My girl's like, baby, you got to calm down. My mom is like, stop being an angry black man. You're about to be in the Emmys. You got to calm down. My boy called me, Lawrence Delosier, was like, nigga, you need a poker face. Like, you got, like, bro.
Wow, what happened?
He was like, you be making people feel bad about being themselves. I'd be like, what? Because, you know, that face I do.
Well, if they're drunk, they're not themselves.
Yeah.
If they're coming around fucked up, that's just who they think they need to be to, fit in.
But when they put that on, bro, you know my... Great news, fans. Yo Kratom, the best supporter of our style of comedy, just launched Yo Delta. That's right. We've got a new Delta 8 sponsor with everything you need to stay high all summer long. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where this is legal, well, then it's time to stock up and enjoy a summer of Delta 8. What's Delta 8, you ask? It's something found in weed that can legally be shipped nationwide, and it can get you high. It's the loophole, ladies and gentlemen, because you got to understand, Yo Kratom will help you out. If you don't feel like getting all the way THC high, they do something with the Delta 8 that makes you the other high. It's not necessarily like the old duels of weed, but it'll get you there. I promise. Yo Delta is potent, and if you're living in a state where weed is illegal and you're constantly trying to get a hold of, you're trying to find a plug or get a source and either wants you to hang out too much or never track them down, and you always get that dealer that always want to talk and this is what you do. Go to YoDelta.com for high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you ultimately high. That's YoDelta.com, and if you see
And if you use promo codes GAS, you're going to get up to 25% off. Once more, the promo code is GAS, like smoking on that gas is a joke. All right, double entendre. For 25% off, Yo Kratom presents Yo Delta 8. And I do that whole... So I'm trying to work on that because, so that's why. So I understand. Like, you got, there's got
to
be some kind of.
I'm learning not to feed into it. Just like, walk away.
I'd be
like,
pissed.
I'm not doing this shit.
But
Derek be like, what the fuck is wrong with these niggas? I'm like, I don't know, Derek, but I'm going to walk over there because if they here, I'm going
to
be there.
To be honest, I learned how to snap off because of you niggas.
Yeah.
I used to love when you and Chris used to get in fights. I'd be like, that shit is cold. These niggas about to kill each other. Right? But and then it don't happen. Or if you do, stop asking me questions. When you used to drop bags and take glasses off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this shit is fire. A lot of these Philly niggas, I want to pop off too. Shit. No. Yamanika, that's another one. Watching Yam blast off, you'd be like, God damn, that looked fun. I remember one time, me and Reg Thomas was out in front of the little fucking Fat Black Pussycat.
Mm-hmm.
We talking to two different chicks, and they was white. Y'all man, go for that shit. She walked out, was like, if you white bitches tell on my brothers, I'm taking both of y'all motherfucking heads off. He's like, y'all calm down. Y'all calm down. Y'all calm down. She charged it. It was crazy. And then one of them said, first of all, and it took me, Michael Che, Reg, everybody to block off Yam because she was charging at this shit.
But did you still fuck?
No, I didn't. They ran away. Yam chased him away.
She chased away a good time.
She, because Yam was like, I don't want them to get all weird on y'all. So she just killed the whole thing. Both girls just left. They was like, man, that was kind of scary.
Nah. That's
they got
hilarious.
Attacked. They got Yam attacked them. I was like, awesome. Verbal. She didn't come at the fist, but she was like, bitch, if you ever in your life, tell them my brothers. It was so, it was just so funny.
Hey, but you got to add context. It was also the beginning and the height of the Me Too era.
Yeah, it was.
For comedy.
So, yeah.
There were a lot of comics that were like getting outed. I said getting outed, but being discovered for.
But
like,
niggas was being creeps. We was just being cool. But Yam was like, I don't even care. Y'all ain't going to even try. So she prevented the whole thing from happening. So,
so
I don't know how
funny.
To snap off.
It made it happen for a reason. Like,
because my friends. Yeah. I love my friends for being mean, sort of, back then. Because I wasn't the guy that snapped. So now everybody's calm.
We got that out of our system now. Yeah. And now you like, it's my turn.
That's my
turn. Who are these new niggas?
Who is these new
That's Derek. Who are these new niggas? I'm like, I don't know, man.
Just chill.
I'm enjoying just watching.
This nigga done did too much ziplining and fucking spas with his wife.
Yeah, man.
He's cold, cool.
Too many cucumbers on his eyes to his
man. I'm just starting to enjoy life now. And I'm like, oh, I don't got to interact with these people.
Because
you
like,
always felt like
I have
you had
a pedicure.
To.
I can't kick him in the butt.
I'm gonna start getting a pedicure in two hours. Baby.
I've got to get my cuticles pushed back.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all adults.
Yo, man.
I just like bullying people because I just be like, what are you doing? Like
people
who get into the circle, a lot of people too comfy, too quick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm learning a lot of that shit because it's happening more because, you know, I got a hot hand or whatever. And because they like coming up, so hey, Mr. Gary, Emmy, man, all that. And they just cut into my circle of friends.
Yeah, because they think the Emmy can rub off.
No. The people that I'm with,
they're like, I shook his hand. That means I'm going to get one too.
Yeah, so it's like, I earned these friends. You didn't earn this shit. Why are you standing here? Like, that's my mind. I know it's like, welcome him in. It could be a potential man. And I'm like, yeah, but we out here having a great conversation as friends who earn this fucking friendship.
Yeah.
I like this earned friendship shit. We talk on the code that we talk on. We are a high frequency gang.
Yeah.
So what's this bullshit trying to come up to us? I hate it. Get it out of here. Like, that's just me, but I'm working on myself. See?
Yeah. LA is crazy for that, too. People kiss my ass, and I'm like, I'm nobody. I'm like, if you're up my asshole, what if somebody really famous comes around? What are you doing?
What are you going to do? You're going to dig. You're going to swim out his mouth. You're going to swim out his head. So, is there a way I can get on to I can do opener. I can do cold open for the show, man. I can warm him up on a sitcom, man. I'm good for that. I got a hot 20, man. You know how they do. You know how niggas are. Girl, let me give you my business card. That's how they start. I've seen that at a Popeyes. Two chicks with sundresses came on, kind of fly.
Yeah.
Some nigga with a half awful pantsuit came on. Hey, girl, let me give you my business card. I said, I fucking hate LA. Just get a biscuit, nigga, and a two piece.
What was his business?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the thing. Let me just give you my business card. I do. I produce. You can tell any chick in LA you produce. And they're like, oh,
Okay, I'll hit you up.
Tell you, man, I used to have a joke like, man, you tell a chick in North Hollywood that you got a studio and you a rapper, she will stay the weekend.
Damn.
All you need is pizza.
LA is sad.
And soundproofing.
That makes me not want to move.
Bruh, it's the worst. I was like, this place, like, if you get in the bag, absolutely. Yeah. If they call you for some money shit, that's why you go out there. But if you're going out there to chase, and such a spread out area with the...
It feels like being like zombies. It feels like zombies because everybody's just trying to eat and it's like terrifying.
Yeah, and the comedy club is the brain.
Yeah.
And it ain't but 3-4 brains. And 1,000 zombies.
Yeah.
Per cap. Like, it's not even just 1,000. No, it's 1,000 zombies over here.
Yeah.
And this other group of comics over here, it's 1,000 zombies in Pasadena or some shit like that. And you just be like, and I hate to say it, but I understand. I don't like what happened, but I get why Chris Rock dogged us back in the day.
Yeah.
Chris Rock dogged us back in the day when Chris was alive. Rest in peace. But Chris was alive. We was hanging out, eating chicken. We was on the back end of the olive tree.
Yeah.
Sherrod walks past with Chris Rock. I'll never get it. Sherrod was like, Chrissy, these are the new guys from Philly. Say what's up to the new guys. And then Chris didn't even say what's up. He just looked at all of us, eating chicken, all of us with hope in our eyes, talking about, all these niggas funny?
That's hilarious.
Chris just said, all these niggas? Like, he went, all of it. He just machine gunned.
But the answer was yes.
And then, turns out, we were all fucking funny. Like, yeah. But I was like, damn, that hurt.
That's so I don't want to be that
guy. The answer is yeah, though.
I don't want to be that dude because I'm sitting like, I'm starting to be Chris. All these niggas funny? What if they all are, Derek? So it's like, come on, bruh. Calm down.
Like, that is hilarious, though. As like, so if you're not at that table, that's hysterical. You guys, all of them funny?
So in a way, he kind of blessed us.
Yeah.
Almost
so funny.
Chris being a dick kind of blessed us all. Because if I think about it, Minion was there.
Yeah.
Ro was there. Yeah. Chris was there. Dave was there. I was there. Mm-hmm. And maybe one other nigga that we used to fuck around with. I mean, maybe Nick Alexander or whatever. But nah. For the most part,
yeah.
He kind of backhand blessed us. So with that, give me some plug music. Plug music, please. Little plug music. Give me some. People got to go in a minute.
There we go. I was close.
Hey, Sue, what you got coming up? Anything fun?
Just bounce around doing shows. So if you follow me on social media, you can see what I'm up to.
Do it now.
On Twitter, at Suba, S-U-B-H-A-H. On Instagram, at Suba A, S-U-B-H-A-H-A.
Bro Money.
Yeah. So I got some shows coming up, but I don't remember off the top of my head. So you can find out by going to my Instagram and then clicking the link in my bio and signing up for my email list. So my Instagram is Monroe Martin III, or you can go to my website, do the same thing at MonroeMartinComedy.com, and then you'll get blasted with some dates.
See that shit? Niggas got businesses. Understand that? Hey, all my no-needers and all my Air Force One motherfuckers, listen, Minnesota. August 19th to the 21st, me and Dave are coming to crash the mall. We come to the Mall of America, and we're going to put it down on some funny shit. Okay, we're doing stand up there. August 29th, I'll be in Chicago over at the some new theater. I had all that information. I'm doing a little theater show because I've never been in Chicago. So if you're in Chicago and you want to hear me tell jokes for an hour, I'll tell you the theater on the website in NFA. Now, make sure you get your merch out on, was it podcastmerch.com, right?
Yeah,
podcastmerch.com. Make sure you get your black on black or your colorful because you can match it with your black on black. All right.
The t-shirts and the black on black are all out now 24/7.
All right. And 24/7, we got a round the clock sailing. All right. You can get your NNFA t-shirt. It's hot this summer. But if you want to rock with us, I want you to wear your shirt. And if you wear your shirt, every Sunday night at Old Man Hustle, we have the new NNFA Black Ass Comedy Show. You wear your shirt at the Black Ass Comedy Show, I'll get you a free drink, and you can always get invited back, and I'll give you VIP status. You need to sit on the side of one of the booths if you come in with your shit on. So with that being said...
Unless Derek misses that show.
What'd you say?
Unless Derek misses that show.
Unless I miss that show.
That's
because
literally what happened.
Because I'll be missing shows and shit because I'll be out... Hosting like
where's my drink? The worst shirt to the show. Derek isn't there.
God, that's funny.
No, yeah, we got him a drink. But,
okay, cool.
Yeah, but
that's funny.
And shout out to all the comics last night who came and blessed over at Old Man Hustle, the Brooklyn Comedy Show. That shit was fucking fire. Black Ass Comedy Show is now a movement. So keep it going. We're gonna keep that Def Jam style of juice coming back. It's the 90s in that fucking room on Sunday night. So keep coming out every Sunday. So that's end of the plugs. It was good plug music. Thanks so much. Niggas gotta leave soon anyway, so let's just go out on something great. Anything, anybody want to say something great?
Anything happened to him? Anything?
I'm trying to be a podcaster. You hear me talk?
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. I've been trying to tell you something. Nigga, since this Emmy nom, I've been like weirdly positive.
Yeah.
I've been saying all them positive tropes. If you can believe it, he's gonna cheat.
That's because the nigga want to win.
Yeah, I'm putting good mojo in the air.
He trying to win.
I'm helping old ladies across the street.
Don't give a fuck about anything
I feel
else.
Like that's where those memes come from. Either you're very positive and you're doing really well, or you have absolutely nothing.
I'm like, yeah, man, chase your dreams, shoot for the stars, and if you miss, you'll still be amongst the moon and all that bullshit.
Doing is working on, he's working on his personality.
I'm gonna say, all of a sudden, he's working on himself.
Yeah, he like, yeah, you know, it's just about perseverance.
Perseverance, trust the process. Trust the price. I've been calling my pop and my mom every week. How y'all doing? Y'all good? You know how it is sometimes. Yeah, trying to put positivity out there. Manifest all that stuff.
Derek really want to win.
Yeah.
Girl, I want you to win.
Hell yeah.
I've been working on little speech jokes in my head. You should see. I'll be at home trying to work on, because, you know, I'm up against Alisa Silverstone, too.
Okay.
That's Cher from Clueless. Like, come on, bro. I grew up with these people. She in all the Aerosmith videos and all that shit. And then Lupita's Queen Africa. So this shit is like nuts. I almost got the rest of my outfit. I got to get the rest of it today. It's a very weird time. It's like another prom. it's like an industry prom. It's just wild.
When is it?
Saturday, I got to go to L.A. and go do the thing. So it should be a good time.
It's going to be televised, right? You know that?
I don't even care. You'll find out what you see. I'll make sure I'm dressed if they do televise. It'll be a good. I have a nice suit on, so I'm just happy to be nominated. they fly me out. I'm like, all right, my mom is flying out to meet me there because she can't go to the thing because of COVID, so I can't handle guests. But I got people around waiting.
Wait, they still do that?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I thought if you were vaccinated, they wouldn't care.
I still got to show them my vaccinated card, but due to COVID, it's whoever's on the thing. You can go. It's no plus ones. It's wild.
I've been going to places that don't even give a shit. I forgot where. I was at a bar for a show, and the lady was like, oh, you don't got to wear your mask in here. And I was like, oh, that's where we're at now.
Yeah,
she didn't ask me for no vax.
Nothing.
Nothing. She was like, take that mask off, dum-dum.
Well, take that mask off, dum-dum. This has been a splendiferous episode. No need for apologies. Asuba Agarwal, Monroe Martin, I'm Derek Gaines. Y'all been great. I'll talk to you.
Peace.